Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Monday, October 25th. I'm Hernan Salas, your host from TSN 1260 and the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast. You can connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. As today on the pod, I will be joined by Mr. Tom Gazzola. I haven't had him on in a while. We'll just recap the Oilers 5-0 start. That's right. 5-0, which is absolutely great for this team. They had their little fun in Vegas. There was a video on Twitter, which is unfortunate, but it's the way it is now in the social media world. But the Oilers are 5-0, picking up a nice, impressive win over the Vegas Golden Knights on the, weekend, Friday night. They didn't play their best. They didn't start all well, but they were able to fight back and get some key contributions from some key players once again. So the Edmonton Oilers rolling high right now, 5-0 on the season. I think the only other team right now that's 5-0 is the Florida Panthers. So the San Jose Sharks, the mighty San Jose Sharks, finally dropped a game. A lot of teams, like Vegas, only one win. They lost again last night to the New York Islanders. So a lot of things happening, and it's not good right now. Not good right now for many teams in the NHL. But the Edmonton Oilers, you gotta be happy. I mean, like, you can really sit here and complain about what's going on with this team, and they haven't played their A game, which is, I think, the biggest part here going forward. Yeah, so Florida's the only other team. I mean, St. Louis is 4-0, but Edmonton really nice. They're currently atop the division, followed by San Jose, then Vancouver, then Calgary, and then in your bottom four spots in order, you got the Ducks, Kings, Kraken, and Golden Knights. And I'll say this: I never got why everybody was so high on the Kraken. They're not a good team. That's just the way it is, man. Like, they are not a good team. I don't care what analytics have to say. They're not good, and they're not going to be. But let me know how you're feeling. 5-0, you feeling good? I mean, Zach Hyman's rolling. McDavid's got 13 points in 5 games. Draisaitl's got 11. They're top 2. Goaltending's been good. All the new guys are playing well. Even Tyler Benson looked pretty good in that first game on Friday night as him and Colton Sevier drew in. Let's get to some lines from today as the Oilers returned to practice. It was Hyman with McDavid and Puljujärvi. RNH with Draisaitl and Yamamoto. Fogel with Ryan and Cassian. Perlini back with Shore and Turris. And Benson and Sevier were your extras defensively. Nurse with Bouchard. Is this going to be what we're going to see for the rest of the year as Barry continues to fight it a bit here? Keith and Cece have been all right, been pretty good. And then Cuckoo and Russell alternating there on the left side with Tyson, Barry, Koskinen, and Skinner, your goaltenders. Mike Smith was on the ice, but he was in a tracksuit helping out with the goalies, so he doesn't look like he'll play this week. They play Wednesday and Saturday, so it's a light schedule for Edmonton. It's not a lot, so we'll see what this Philadelphia team has to offer on Wednesday night. Then they're on the road to take on the Vancouver Canucks Saturday at 8 o'clock. Both games this week at 8 o'clock, so yeah, late ones again. And then your next three are Kraken, Predators, and Rangers, all at home. So the Oilers have they have an opportunity here to make some noise, so we'll see what they can do here in their next five. 5 games so far, 5-0. How long can they go? How long can this streak go? I mean, Philadelphia's a good team. I like what they have. They have good goaltending. They have a solid D-core, and they got a lot of offensive power up front. So we'll see Wednesday. That should be a fun game. It's been a while since we've seen Philadelphia here, so that should be a fun one. But yeah, I mean, me and Tommy will break it down. We'll see what's going to happen here. Not a lot of news in terms of lineup changes. It seems like it's going to be the same. And why do you have to change so much when they're winning? And so that's a good problem for the Edmonton Oilers here. Now they can go back to the big duo if they have to. Barry can move up if Bouchard struggles, whatever. But the only change right now is Bouchard remains on that top line, and the Oilers' power play is just outstanding right now. I mean, don't take penalties because you're probably going to get scored on. Let's see what news around the NHL. Penguins continue to deal with the COVID situation. Letang now tests positive, so he's going to be out for a while. And Corey Schneider on waivers by the New York Islanders today. I know there's a few more. And Ducks placed winger Alexander Volkov on unconditional waivers for the purpose of terminating his contract. So another guy, another Russian who's going to head back, and then not any other big names to report on the waiver wire and all that fun stuff. A busy night tonight in the NHL. 7 games for a Monday. Tampa Bay's in Buffalo. Ottawa hosts the Capitals. Florida takes on the Arizona Coyotes. The Flames are on the road in New York to take on the Rangers. Carolina hosts the struggling Toronto Maple Leafs. It's Blue Jackets and Stars from Columbus, and the LA Kings are in St. Louis to take on the Blues. But let's break down what we've seen from these first 5 games from the Edmonton Oilers. I mean, it's a perfect start for them, and they can only get better here, because for me, they've played well. They've played good. Have they played a great game yet? I don't think they have, and that's a good sign. So imagine when they do, when they start rolling on firing on all cylinders. This team is going to be dangerous. So we'll talk to Tom Gazzola coming up next. This is the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Today, I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part, there's no annual contract, so stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. As I now welcome in my good buddy and colleague, Tommy Gazzola from TSN 1260, your host on the pre- and post-game shows, also co-host on the Oil Stream with Dustin Nielsen. Tommy, it's been a while since I've had you on, man. I know we worked Friday night. How was the weekend?
Weekend was great. It was surprisingly quiet after you and I hung out, which was nice, and Matthew won it.
Yes,
good to
yes.
get the gang back together. I was surprised at how early the establishment we went to decided to close.
Yeah, bit of a downer.
I'll be blunt about that, but we still managed to get a couple of libations in on a late start on a Friday, 8 o'clock face-off, so we were pretty efficient with our post-game, which was good because we knew our listeners had started their pre-gaming. Yeah. And they're post-gaming as well, so we got in on the action. And Saturday, Sunday, pretty quiet, Hernan. I mean, a little date night action last night, and I think all went well, so we'll be doing that again. And
nice.
I think I've already given away too much.
Oh, you should hear the next question I have. No. Tommy, let's get to the hockey team here, which is pretty damn good right now. 5-0 to start the season. I mean, it's an awesome start for the Edmonton Oilers. They only have 2 games this week, Flyers on Wednesday, Vancouver on Saturday. But what have you made of the Oilers so far this season? And do you agree that we still haven't seen their best, right? Like, I think they're playing good, but if you look at that game on Friday, like that first period, I thought Vegas was the better team, but the Oilers are finding a way. So what have you made of this start?
The start's awesome. I mean, listen, we're nitpicking things yeah. on a 5-0 team. And that's good. That's part of the job and makes things interesting for all of us. And it gives fans and listeners and viewers stuff to chew on a little bit. But you bring up the start, Hernan, and even the game against Arizona on
yeah.
Thursday, that one was a bit sloppy too, where it seemed like Arizona was taking it to the Oilers. And watching that, I'm going, what's going on? So that's a theme that's popped up. But if you're an Oilers fan, you're sitting there looking at the team going, well, they got the results. What are you complaining about? No complaints. I'm just saying, like, they start off kind of sloppy and slow, and then they slowly take the game over.
Mm-hmm.
The power play gets its opportunities. They convert and cash in. And another thing, you know, at the rink this morning watching the team practice, I was talking with Ryan Rashog and Jim Matheson, and Matty was saying, you know, they're giving up a lot of shots, and there's always – this yeah, but kind of response from the fan base and some in the media too. And the yeah, but was in regard to how many shots they give up. And Schauger made a good point. He goes, well, when you're protecting a lead and you have the lead and you're playing with the lead, you're going to give up shots, right? Because the other
yeah.
team's going to pour it on.
No, that's a good point. Again, this team is I think everybody's pretty like impressed and happy with the way they're playing, but there's definitely room for improvement. This is not a finished product, the Edmonton Oilers. Are you at all concerned? I know on the two guys we were talking about, I think Gager brought it up where he's like, I'm a little concerned for Wednesday because they're coming off their boys' trip. They might be a little sloppy. Like, it's always the game after and before you have to watch them. What do you make of the Wednesday game coming up here? Like, are you a little concerned?
I think the concern is legitimate and deserves to be brought up. And I asked Dave Tippett today, how do you keep the group sharp, especially with a 5-0 start, all these days off? They got to enjoy some team bonding, you know, and then they welcome in Philly. You got a light week. And he said that basically you got to stay on top of the players. They had a good skate today, so that's part of it. Like, make sure they work hard after a couple days off the ice. Remind them that the work is just beginning. And he said, he made no qualms about it. He just said, he's like, we've been sloppy at times. Our starts haven't been great. There's some defensive zone stuff that we need to be better at.
Yeah.
And we've seen it through these five games. And that's a theme that's popped up. And we need to continue hammering home by doing video and keeping it in their minds that they need to stay on top of this stuff and it needs to improve. And so when it comes to the concern for Wednesday, it's like, if they're totally lackadaisical and they just think because they're 5-0 and Philly's off to an okay start, but like, they can't just go in expecting to win games.
Yeah.
They need to maintain that hunger is essentially what I'm saying. And when you maintain the hunger and you're driven by that, it generally leads to success, especially when things are clicking the way they are offensively for the team. And let's not kid ourselves, too, defensively, after the first period, things get a little bit more efficient as well.
Did Tip update the status of Mike Smith today, Tommy?
Yeah, so Mike Smith did skate today. He was on the ice prior to the main group in a tracksuit, not in his pads or his gear or anything. Okay. And so whatever is ailing him, that lower body issue, he just tried to skate and test it out. And then Dave Tippett said, does not expect him for Wednesday, maybe for Saturday.
Okay. And then we saw kind of the fourth line go back to Perlini, Turris, and Shore. All the other lines stayed the same. Bouchard remains with Nurse. I know we talked like earlier, I think even before training camp, we were talking about Bouchard and his the evolution or the progression of this player. And I think you and I were both on the same page. Don't force it. What do you make of him being with Nurse now? Because I don't think it's forced. I think Barry struggled so far this season, but Barry started off slow last year. Do you see this just kind of like, well, let's let Barry find his game on the third pair and then we can make that move again? Or is this something that we're going to see maybe going forward, Nurse and Bouchard?
I think we're going to see those two flip-flop a bunch this season.
Okay.
That's my guess. Preface everything with it's very early in the season. Bouchard has been very solid for this team so far. Barry has struggled again like last season. That's worth keeping in mind. And then he started pouring in the points after that first 9 or 10 games. Maybe that's happening again. But I do think, Nanso, considering we're back into a regular 82-game schedule, there's going to be ebbs and flows. They're going to have to rotate those two, I'm sure, at times. There's going to be nights where Bouchard doesn't have the best game. But right now, you're just sticking with what's working. Dave Tippett also talked about how they factor in matchups and the opposition when they decide when to swap Bouchard with Barry. And we saw it against the Golden Knights. It worked out. It was a very good night for Bouchard and Darnell Nurse. So we'll see if it's the pair again on Wednesday against Philly or things change. But, you know, they're just going to give Barry this opportunity to get his power play time. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it starts clicking up there. And then whatever's ailing him right now, 5-on-5, he can correct like he has in the past.
Now, I saw you on the All Stream, and I think you said you can see the Oilers going 11-0 to start. Like, what's...
Yeah, I went big on that one. And you know, I didn't think of it at the time because I was just scrolling through the schedule, and I was like, well, they could win both games this week. They have a tougher week next week, but...
Yeah.
It's not like the teams that are coming in are the toughest in the league. So I was like, they might be able to run the table for another 5 or 6 games. So I contrasted Dusty, who said he thinks they're going to lose on Wednesday. And I'm like, no, I'm going to go big. They take it all the way to the Boston game. So I've already had a few people tweet me like, hey, you jinxed it. You jinxed it. If they lose on Wednesday, it's coming back on you. And I was like, ah. But how much fun is it to just be like, oh, I think it'll go 6 or 7? No. Have some fun with it. I don't know if it'll actually happen, but I think it's realistic or plausible. And I know the record that was set, what was it, 10 in a row from the start of a season. Why not break records, right? That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I was looking at their schedule, and I mean, I can see them winning all those games. Now, obviously, they're going to drop a game eventually, but
sure.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. Why not? I mean, why does it have to stop at 5? Now, the team had their little shindig in Vegas there. They had a bunch of team dinners, a golf. And then, you know, it's the world we live in now. Everything's on social media, and we saw a video posted last night by somebody that showed McDavid and Draisaitl just chatting it up, and then Darnell Nurse comes into the picture. It's just, it's, you know what, Tom, like, these guys, it is what it is. They had time off. I just hate when people make those videos and make them public. It just, it annoys me, but it's the world we live in. What do you make of that whole situation?
Yeah, I saw it last night. I watched it, and I didn't. To me, I was like, yeah, whatever. They're out. They're together. I know the league has its protocols and all of that in place. And if they are within the protocols, then these are young guys in a phenomenal city enjoying it with a little bit of time off and a reward for some good performances. And I don't know. Anything that they do is going to get some attention, especially around here. People will chime in with opinions. I personally don't care. As long as they're, you know, being safe and following the protocols, then okay. And, you know, I suppose, you know, we'll see, because they'll get tested if anything comes of it, but they're all vaccinated. And I think if it blew up yesterday, I think it's just social media being social media. I don't really care. To be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, in terms of, like, I'm with you. I'm like, well, they know the protocols. They all got the vaccine. And like you said, we'll find out in the next couple of days if there's anything bad comes from it in terms of positive tests and all that. But in the meantime, it's like, hey, man, like you said, they're young. They had time off. They had something planned. It is what it is. Like, I just hate that people have to go and videotape it and kind of put it out there, because then everybody has something to say, right, Tommy?
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly.
Listen, I know you've been to Vegas, but you probably never had fun there, right?
No, never. I actually named my car after a burlesque dancer I met in Vegas many, many years ago. And, she was a very nice girl and a tremendous show, and, you know, talked with her a bit after and ended up naming my car Mika.
Oh, no. Oh boy, that's awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, no, Vegas is, it's a good time, Tommy. I'll just leave it at that. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There is something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mix box where you'll get 2 of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. Order today and get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. Go to Built.com and use promo code GRASSHOPPER15. And you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code GRASSHOPPER15 for 15% off at Built.com. Tommy, looking around the NHL, I mean, Vegas dropped another game. They're in last place right now. What do you make of the I'll throw a few teams out there. Did you think the Blackhawks would be this bad to start?
No. I thought the Blackhawks would be generally bad, but I thought getting Marc-Andre Fleury, Seth Jones, you know, Caleb Jones, those brothers playing together, and getting Jonathan Toews back, I thought would have bumped them up a little bit. And I would think that they would have maybe a win or two, not just a measly point through 6 games in an overtime loss. So it is surprising. I thought that they would be a little bit better than Arizona, but here we are, a miserable start for the Chicago Blackhawks. As for the Golden Knights, those injuries are just crushing them. And they lost White Cloud on Friday against the Oilers. They didn't have Martinez, no Tuck for a while. No Pacioretty, no Stone. They just got Janmark back. Like, that team has been just decimated by injury, and it's shown in the results. And we're talking today at the media, watching the Oilers practice again, and some of the talk was, well, Robin Leonard maybe isn't as good as he needs to be. The game I watched last week against St. Louis, he was excellent, but Mm-hmm. You know, he let in two. Binnington only let in one. And then St. Louis managed to get an empty netter. But then on Friday, I thought some of the rebounds he gave away, and you and I talked about it on the post-game show. Like the goal that Draisaitl scored, it started after Chris Russell kind of floated one in.
Yeah.
And Leonard bobbled it, and Nugent Hopkins swooped in, kind of dished it to Draisaitl. Draisaitl made no mistake. And there was a couple other plays where I was like, wow, it looks like road hockey with an old tennis ball that's worn out and the goalie can't handle it with some of the rebounds that Leonard was coughing up. So maybe the injuries and the amount of chances and the type of chances Leonard's facing is getting to him. But yeah, I think the Golden Knights eventually will pick it up, but we'll see if this creates a pretty deep hole for them. And
yeah,
I saw a tweet last night that said the last time the Golden Knights lost four games in a row, the coach got fired. So Pete DeBoer, look out, I guess. I say that tongue in cheek though.
Yeah, I know for sure. And you got to look at Chicago's situation. I mean, Toronto's struggling, but I don't think they're making any moves. They're 2-3-1, so it's not a big deal there. And
mm-hmm.
San Jose finally dropped a game, but I think they've been a pleasant surprise so far this year. And Tommy, one last one here. The Kraken, the analytics community had them competing with the Oilers and the Vegas Golden Knights. Well, I shouldn't say all of them. Some of them did. And I saw the articles and the projections and all that. And on the two guys today, we were all talking like, when we were looking at this roster, we were all like, how does anyone think this team is going to be competing for a division, for the division? Do you share that?
I never thought that they would be competing for the division. I thought that they would be duking it out with the LAs and San Jose's. San Jose, like you said, is off to a good start. But I thought that in the Pacific, you'd have the Oilers and Golden Knights. Then you'd probably have Vancouver and Calgary. And then maybe Seattle in that group, maybe pushing a little bit and fighting with L.A. You look at that lineup and you're like, yeah, the defense looks good. There's some good forwards on that team. But the goaltending and Grubauer played behind an awesome team in Colorado, and I think that inflated his numbers. He's only played the most games he's played in a regular season, Hernan, was last year when he played 39. And
yeah.
So, like, I have some question marks with the goaltending. And all in all, with it being a new team and them all coming together, this isn't the misfits that the Golden Knights were. And Ron Francis wasn't able to pull off the same type of moves that we saw George McPhee do. Like, he absolutely fleeced Florida. He got some good players with David Perron, James Neal. And it started with their goaltending. They had a legit Vezina-caliber goalie in Marc-Andre Fleury who was motivated to show everyone he wasn't done. Like, it all came together, obviously, and I don't think that the Seattle Kraken possess those elements. They just don't.
I'm with you. I think they got some quality players, but I just they're not close to what Vegas was able to do, and I think this team's going to struggle throughout the season. But, yeah, we'll wait and see. They meet the Oilers next week, so that'll be a fun little matchup there to see Adam Larson go up against his former teammates. And, of course, always great to see Jordan Eberle. Tommy, thanks so much for the time today. Like always, it's been fun. A couple more days before we're back at it with an Oilers game, but enjoy these next two nights off, and then we'll chat Wednesday.
Gracias, Nancito.
That was Tom Gazzola from TSN 1260, the host on the pre- and post-game shows, and also a co-host on the Oil Stream, bringing us the good stuff. He was down at practice today. The Oilers still two more nights here before we get back into the swing of things. So, we'll keep going, and always thank Tom for his time. Let me know what you think. How jacked up are you about the Oilers' 5-0 start? Are you with Tom? Are they going to go 11-0? When do you think the streak ends? Let me know on Twitter, @Hernan the Man and @LockedOnOilers. So let's wrap this one up on this kind of dark, cloudy Monday here. 7 games on tap in the NHL. So if you're betting, remember, go to betonline.ag. And let me know what you're thinking for tonight. A lot of interesting games out there. But for the Locked On Oilers podcast and my man Juanito, I am Hernan the Man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. We'll talk tomorrow.